Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
We've got some food news today. I'm very excited about that. First up, People reports that actor Danny McBride can't stand movie theaters that serves food and drinks. He specifically does not like the theaters that serve full meals and alcohol. He says, quote, I also don't think it makes sense to combine booze with movies. Doesn't alcohol make you want to get up and get loose? Danny McBride? I did not expect this from Danny McBride.
Me either, because I love those theaters so much. Am I alone here? Do you guys like that? I like going, sitting down, midway through, it's like, I get a wonton with my rom-com. Thank you so much. A little vodka soda or something. Like, I don't know, I'm into it.
Also, that's like how I watch stuff at home. Eating and, you know, I don't know what the difference of like popcorn and hot dogs is compared to like a Kraft sausage and beer.
Well, I also don't like it when there's like wrappers in the movie theater. You know, you get like a red vine, you're like, and then you feel like you can't get one out. So with the food, it's like, I can eat a fry. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. All right, next, Delish.com asks an important question. Should adults be allowed to order off the kids' menu? Well, strong opinions in here.
Wait a minute, hold on. Are you for being able to order off the kids' menu, or you think it's a sin?
They're for it. We live in a very divided country, and this is what brings us together.
Exactly.
This is beautiful.
Exactly. The internet's divided, but no one here with us today in our party is.
No. Sometimes I'm in the mood for like a chicken finger and a chocolate milk, and I'm sorry, I'm not sorry.
I feel like I even see on menus it says like ages 12 and under.
I know. Can you imagine how mortifying it would be to order off the kids' menu and they tell you, no, you can't?
The good news, I have kids, so I have a cover.
Lucky, lucky. Well, guess what I have? Chicken nuggets and apple juice. I'm so happy.
Guess what I have? My favorite food in the whole wide world, macaroni
and cheese.
I'll never grow up.
Try to tell me no.
I will never grow out of this. This is like, I love kids' food.
If they told me no, you can't order off the kids' menu, I will see you at the Supreme Court. Okay? I'm taking it to the top.
Take up the issue.
Thank you. Well, speaking of kids' menus, you know when the food comes out, have you ever had this when it comes out and it's way too hot to eat right away?
Yes.
And you have to blow, you're blowing on it, right?
Oh, I do that with my kids.
Cute. Well, Yahoo reports that a mom on TikTok has found a solution and the video received over 800,000 views. So here's what she does. She brings these mini blowers to the restaurant so her kids can cool their own food down. She dubs the gadget unnecessary necessity, and the internet is obsessed. And if the kids are being impatient, it's also a great distraction because, you know, I think after COVID, blowing on food, maybe no. Now, look, my nugget's so hot. Hold on, give me a second. Isn't it, would you do this?
You know,
it's kind of nice if you're going through menopause, too, just... Not a bad idea.
You know, there are certain things that I think in our newfangled world as parents, like I remember they, you know, when I was getting stuff for Olive's nursery, they were like, would you like a wipe warmer machine? And I was like, what the hell is a wipe warmer machine? And they were like, it warms the wipes. And I said, no, I don't want that. It's not, what am I gonna turn this baby into a royal little brat? Oh, we're at a changing station at the gas station or, you know, some mall and you didn't warm my wipes. I'm like, no way am I getting a wipe warmer. I am sorry, but you are setting every parent up for failure and a spoiled child. So no way on the wipe warmer.
Can I have the wipe warmer? It sounds nice.
I will get you the wipe warmer,
Thank
Rossi.
You.
I mean, you deserve
who's gonna
it.
Who's going to turn down a free wipe warmer? I'm sorry. Well, I'm only human.
The way I feel about this mom is totally different. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so sweet that you're worried about your kids burning their mouths on their food, so you brought this little thing to the restaurant. Complete opposite feeling.
You like it?
Yeah, I love this
you
mom.
You can have mine. I'm never going to use that.
I'll take yours.
Hey. Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
If I asked you to put something on, would you just put it on and not ask any questions? Here you go.
I'll close my eyes. I don't even know what this
okay,
is.
Put
but
this
it,
on.
I saw a pair of glasses.
Okay, I'm gonna just put it on like this. Look.
Wait. Oh.
Okay. Now.
Is that what being manhandled feels like?
I wouldn't know. Okay.
Actually, you would.
Well, I
open my eyes now?
You can if you want to see what I just put on. Okay, turn to the right. Is that? You may be asking, what is that? Well, I knows what that is and what they're for. And
what is it?
I'm going to tell you after the break. The Weekender is next. I'll tell you what that is.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Weekender, where we share our favorite things. Those things where you're like, God, I love this so much. It's made my life so much better. I wish I could share it with other people. Well, that is the Weekender. So first up is something to apply to your beauty routine. The Dorco Tinkle. That is such a name.
Dorco Tinkle. Okay.
Yep, it's the Dorco Tinkle. All right. Make all the fun you want. It's actually brilliant. Okay. So it's this little razor that's like on this nice stick. So it's really sturdy in your hand. And you could do like an eyebrow, a mustache, any unwanted facial hair. I'm gonna tell you something right now. Bikini area at the last second. Hello, lover. because that action is not fun, and we all know what I'm talking about right now. And I'm telling you, this is my favorite thing for, like, bathing suit season. So you don't know that. Come on, Ross, you know. All the boys you hang out would probably wear those Speedos and banana hammocks. They could use a Dorco tinkle.
You do know me, Drew, you do.
I just realized this is not just for girls, it's for gays also.
Okay. All right, next up is something for your garden. Now, these may not be—
The other garden.
From one full bush to another. These may not be your style, Drew. Okay, hold on. I found the cutest planters. Well, I am a grandma on the inside. Okay, I really am. But look at these planters, okay? You can get these that are, like, shaped like your dog. So we got one that reminds me of Douglas. This one reminds me of my Audrey Chihuahua.
And or then, if you happen to have a baby goat.
Look at that. Know,
this one's for you.
And you know what's great? If you ever need to trim your bush, you just take this thing right here and you just go like that.
Rob, by the way, what is this for?
Oh, yes. Okay, ready. I need you to put this back on. Do you remember before the break, I had Drew put this crazy thing on?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, it's a game that I saw as well that I want to play with you.
Oh, it's a game!
It's a game. Crazy, I love it. It's a game. It's called the pencil nose game. And the gist of the game is that you have to draw pictures with your nose while your teammate guesses what you're drawing. You got it? So look, there's a pen.
I can think of another game you could play with. Okay.
So there's a pen at the end of this. So I'm gonna draw something and you have to guess what I'm drawing, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready? And oh shoot, this is hard. Okay, okay. What am I drawing? Oh wow, I've never drawn with my face before. Oh, do you know what I'm drawing?
A four-leaf clover? A daisy?
Yes, it's a flower.
It's really good.
Your turn, go. Draw something.
The worst heart ever drawn. Wow.
It's actually not a bad heart if it's an actual heart.
I have to say, Ross, you have a real hidden talent.
You know what they say about a guy with a big nose.
All right, well, this is serious. I'm about to get really serious, everybody.
What's going
on? Are you ready to get serious with me?
What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm very passionate about this. First of all, everyone in our studio audience is gonna go home with the beautiful faucet filter that I made with Beautiful, X Pure. When it comes to water filtration, I am a novice. So I wanted to turn to the experts. And Pure is as good as it gets. They're the gold standard. So I feel so lucky to do this endeavor with them. What it has done is completely eradicate plastic bottles out of my house. So this water filter that you're going to put on your faucet, everyone's going to go home with them. So I hope you enjoy this. We built this water pitcher with them, and I was like, you know what I don't like about water pitchers is that they're see-through clear. So I was like, why don't we do a 1950s sort of milk glass, more opacity on the picture. And then it has our beautiful brass handle, our signature B at the top, and this is my favorite detail about it. This little thing right here has an electronic sensor that turns red. So it tells you when to change the filter. No more guessing.
Thank you.
And it has changed my life. All right, well, we can't help falling in love, as Elvis says, with our next guest actress, because Kaylee Spaney is here. You know her from her Golden Globe nominated role playing Priscilla Presley, and now she has a new film that everyone is talking about called Civil War. She'll be right out. Oh my gosh, she's in the new Aliens!
Okay. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got her breakout role in the action-packed sci-fi film Pacific Rim Uprising, and then she went on to star as Priscilla Presley in the biographical drama Priscilla, directed by Sofia Coppola.
So good. And now she's in a movie called Civil War.
I watched it last night.
About dystopian America in a race against time and itself. Please welcome Kaylee Spaney.
Watching movie after movie after movie with you starring in it. Yes.
Yes.
Of course. You are, like, I mean, you are the it girl. You are literally, like, you are the star of all these big, important films. Sofia Coppola, your role as Priscilla Presley.
Oh, my gosh. I love you so much in that movie.
Oh,
there wasn't a false note. Look at you.
What was it like to take on someone who is so visible, so iconic?
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say Priscilla Presley herself, who I spent some time with before I got on set, she sat down and there was like this moment of silence where I was just sort of staring at the table and she went, do you want to ask me any questions? And I was like, oh yeah, right. This is what we're doing here. Okay. But she was so gracious in telling her story and really taking the time and going back over these vulnerable moments in her life. And I think, you know, it could have gone so many ways, but she called me right before I went on set and said, I trust you, you've got this. Wow. If you ever need me, you just give me a call, whether it's about work and the job or life, I'm here. So I got really lucky.
What was it like to work with Sofia Coppola as a director?
She's so magical. And she really was, she knows exactly what she wants. But she does it with such grace. Like, when I found Sofia Coppola's work in Virgin Suicide specifically, it sort of opened something up in me and, like, gave me permission as a teenager to sort of be my full self.
You're so right about her helping a generation of females discover themselves.
Yeah.
Now, in Civil War, this is a film about the country is in a civil war.
Yeah.
And which is such a terrifying concept. It focuses on war journalism, and it is tension, it is mastercraft if you want to watch what feeling terrified is like. And what I thought was so transcendent of what you did as an actor also is you go from a more wobbly calf, but by the end of the story, you are a formed human with a lot of strength. So how did you make that arc?
It was a treat to get to film this chronologically.
You did?
Yeah.
So did this make the process more rewarding, easier?
It was so nice because I got to sort of create that bond with the rest of the characters in real time. You're watching me form those bonds with Kirsten and Wagner and Steven and real, and well, I knew Steven actually. We've worked together before.
We actually have a clip. Yeah. Let's take a look at this.
I didn't mean to, like, stalk, but I know a lot of the press use this hotel, and I wanted to say thanks, and I wanted to give you this back.
Oh, no. It's okay. Keep it.
But
keep it. And buy a helmet and some Kevlar, okay? If you're planning on attending any more stuff like that.
I am, yeah, going to. I'm a photographer, and I want to be a war photographer, actually.
My character had to, like, geek out and looked up to Kirsten's character, and that was really easy for me to do growing up watching her work through all these years. I mean, I think my first memory of being in the movie theater was watching her in Spider-Man and that kiss. My gosh, that's
what
just
is it about that kiss? Is it upside down?
Is it
the pulling of the mask?
God,
is it the rain?
Yes. May I ask, like, as an actor, what is it that you fantasize also about doing? Is there something out there that, like, seems like I would love to do that? I would love to try that genre, because you're also doing very different films, which is cool.
Well, that's a goal of mine. Keep the range, flip it on its head. But it's such a, you know, that's a luxury to get choices, to get to, you know, and to build up to that part of your career. But if I can keep doing that, that would be the dream. You know, I went from Civil War to filming Priscilla, which is the exact opposite.
Then
I went
could from... not be more different.
No, right?
Completely different.
So what's next?
And then I'm going to, be in a new Alien movie.
That's right, you're in the new Alien movie!
I love that.
I know, right? So how's Sigourney? I mean, my God. Looked up for her so
See,
much.
See, I'm
right?
telling you, I mean, Kaylee, you are...
You're trying.
You're killing it.
You're not
you
trying.
You are succeeding.
You're doing it. Yeah, you're making such smart, interesting choices. And as, like, a fan, it is so... fun to see what you're going to choose next, because every time we watch you do something, you hit it out of the park.
Oh, really, thanks,
you
guys.
Do. We're just going to keep watching you over and over, whatever's
Ladies
next.
And gentlemen, Thank Civil you. War is playing in theaters now and on IMAX nationwide, and that is really the place to watch it. We just love you. Kaylee
Thank
Spaney.
Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.